in the reducing the reduction of precipitation costs, which were quite exorbitant for the community sector, and in fact they were inhibiting more often than not for the a lot of initiatives on the ground. Over the years, we have actually invested in capacity building, as I indicated. We have trained more than 2,000 people within the sector, and as well as we provided about 247 bursaries. We've been directed with a lot of journalists, and as well as set up a partnership with MICT CETA to ensure that actually the training that we provide is actually accredited. And in addition to that, between 2013 and between 2003 and 2013, we had received a clean audit, and we are currently going through the audit. Now, in terms of our own medium-term framework and annual performance, our vision is to ensure that there's access to diverse media, ensuring that the sustainable development of vibrant, innovative, and people-centered media, integrated development services and resources that enable media development. And our strategic objective to grow diverse media, strengthen media process, meet MBA processes and system procedures, deliver innovative products and services that actually ensure that we meet our stakeholder expectations, create a learning environment and build capabilities that deliver on the MBA. I mean, one of the perhaps two lessons I can highlight to you, Mr. Chair, is that over the years we've actually learned that the community media have actually become a breeding ground for the established and mainstream media, which as such, more often than not, we've seen a mobility of skills. After a lot of investment has been made, people see that it's a platform to launch them into the labor market and be able to do other activities in their lives. So in essence, both the sector as a community media sector and as well as direct MDA contributes in ensuring that actually we develop, we invest in young people who have appropriate skills and who are ready for the labor market. We have then various programs, Madam Chair, which in fact support our strategic objectives and the vision, and I'm going to allow our COO to speak onto those specific projects.
Thank you, Chair. The agency has got six key priority areas in terms of its program, defined from Program A to Program F. And the core of the business of the agency is in Program A, which is the grant fund and support. The grant fund and support program is specifically looking at the funding program that we do for community media. In this case, we refer to community broadcasters, both radio and community television. And we look at another program that looks at small commercial media. The definition in the MDA definition of what constitutes small commercial media in this case is limited to print media, as defined in the SMMEs Act, that says all the small commercial print media, that is the area of program that we support. Further to that, honourable members, we then support the program on the research, training and development, because the bulk of the work that the agency does is to build capacity in the sector, is to provide research, and some of those research outcomes is what the agency will implement over time, the recent one being the transformation of the print media sector, which is an area that we most importantly, honourable members, is also look at our area of around evaluation, monitoring and evaluation, to measure the extent to which the agency has got the impact, has got the sustainability of the project, and so on and so on. Those are kind of areas that we actually look at. And so far as the support programs are concerned, we look at areas around legal and contracts, HR and corporate affairs, internal audit and risk management, part of the critical aspects of clean. This is what gives rise to our a combination of both clean and unqualified audit since the inception of the agency. We have no knowledge of something called a qualified audit. That doesn't exist in our space. In terms of our financial management, we ensure that all the time there's compliance with the governing rules and regulations. And we don't really have a budget, honorable members, around our communications, but we've become very innovative in how we're going to use the platforms that we support, as well as the social media quite extensively, and to communicate the work of the agency that we do over the years. So in the main, honorable members, that's the kind of work that we do. The specific focus is to ensure that there is an equitable distribution of the agency because the agency does not even have a provincial capacity, we don't have presence in any provinces. So we ensure that we work through collaboration, through partnership, with working through partnerships specifically. Our information is available in all the GCIS offices throughout the country, so communities can walk into those GCIS offices and find information about the agency. So we provide support to projects throughout the country, and we and given also the kind of provincial distribution in terms of what how much resources that we actually distribute in the country. In terms of the number of projects that we have throughout the country, we also give an indication of where is the concentration. There's usually a situation where you find that people in the Western Cape and in Gauteng or in KZN will define as the golden triangle. Those are the things that have access to information. So therefore, the other ones are able to access this support. The agency has taken a very deliberate and conscious move to ensure that we reach out to all other nine provinces, particularly the provinces that don't have access to information. Provinces such as your Northern Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and so on and so on, the rural part of the region. So we ensure that there is projects that we can support. So in terms of the number of radio stations, the objective here is to ensure that every district municipality in South Africa must have a community radio station that broadcasts in the language of their choice and enables their communities to access information. So we're not far from that objective, honorable member. You look very hard to find a community radio station in this country that has not been touched by the work of the NGO, both financial and non-financial support. In terms of our so the agency is quite cognizant of this. In terms of the resources that we have from an allocation perspective, the regulation indicates to us that 60% of our resources must be provided to community media. In this case, we talk about projects that are registered either in Section 21, and non-profit organizations, community-based organizations, cooperatives, and so on. These are the projects that either will be licensed by the regulators, community broadcasters. Some of them set up community newspapers. Some of them set up as cooperatives that does a lot of training and development and capacity building in this area. 60% of the agency support is channeled towards those communities. 25% is targeted to small commercial media, as we define small commercial media as print publications that are started by SMEs and entrepreneurs throughout the country. We support that. We must hasten to say, Chair, that the CFO will speak to this issue, that that mandate is under constraint because of the nature of the resources that gets appropriated for that mandate. The print media in South Africa has decided they're not continuing to support that mandate, so that mandate is under constraint. But we'll get into those kind of discussions. 5% of our resources get channeled towards research projects that we do. We both fund and support research, as you said, that whether it becomes research around the establishment of media cooperatives, whether it becomes research around the establishment of looking at the media situation in the country. As we have said, Chair, that the work that we've done, particularly working together with other entities, the regulator, CENTED, and everybody else in the Department of Communications and GCIS, we're happy to inform that we've also been able to ensure that the Electronic Communications Act has been amended to ensure that the unintended consequence that was in the ECA around the payment of the universal service licensing community broadcasters have since been invented, because that was putting a strain on their sustainability. But we are also happy that the broadcast partners have supported the agency throughout. And we know that the reason we've built confidence in the agency, in the management of the agency, in the finances of the agency, this is why we had to ensure that the delivery of those clean and unqualified audits would ensure that our broadcast partners continue to support the mandate. As a result, we are able to achieve the objective of ensuring that every community radio station in every district municipality finds some form of support from the MDA, including the growth of community television. We are seeing the growth of community television in this country. Every single one of those stations that are broadcasting currently, and many of the initiatives, are supported by the agency. In terms of the, we've mentioned in terms of our budget regulation that the allocation of our budget is in the MDB regulation, so we ensure that we follow that. Over the years, ourselves, together with the former, what was in the former Department of Communication, you know, we would, there were dual mandates that were sitting there, but we were collaborating and working together. Now with the new arrangement, there is an increased collaboration, because both entities were supporting committee, really, particularly also around the program production, because there's been a realization that there is a need for us to support communities in content development. Insofar as the external challenges are concerned, honorable members, I did indicate that the limited funding that goes into the sector, specifically in the print media, is putting strain on the mandate that we have to support emerging print media and to support the agenda of print transformation in this country. The fact that print media have decided that they would hold back the contribution will have an adverse effect on the agency's work going forward. And we are happy that we've also been trying to look at other innovative and creative means of looking into this matter. In the last term of the last parliament, we also engaged with the print media also around the broader transformation debate, also looking at the printing and distribution sector, the entire value chain of this business needs to be looked at, and to what extent is promoting transformation in our country. The issue around skills is an issue that we're looking at. We're working together with the MICT CETA about this matter. There's been also a realization that community media has become a reservoir of talent. It has created access to many of our communities that otherwise would not have had access to media. Their access is through community media. So the amount of support and training and development should be done over the years. In the past, some of the challenges within the agency, things around the capacity within the agency, we have a very small agency, we have to stretch ourselves far and wide to ensure that we deliver on the mandate that we saw upon us. And also to note that five of our board members from our working group coming to an end in December 2022, so there will be a need for us to actually then start the process, the parliamentary process, to get new members starting from the general assembly. And also to look at the innovation and technology that is moving in the country, we have to look at ways how we make the agency an agile agency that will adopt and transform and take on technology and innovation. Surely also because communities are beginning to inquire to the agency whether what the possibilities of funding some of the new innovation, something that our delegations and government are sufficient as things that we actually ask. At this point,
thank you, Chair. I will allow the day for two questions for 3 minutes. So, we will find an agent.
Thank you, Chair, and the Honourable Member. I would like to quickly introduce our budget for 2017. Our allocation for our income. The revenue